Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And also on the front page today is the plea from Antishe Gendakenny to Barack Obama on immigration and asking him to be flexible with Irish people who are undocumented, as it's called, in the States. And these comments over the last few days prompted Pauline Fitzgerald to contact us. Pauline, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good. You have two sons. Now, both of them are in the States, but they are documented. That's one difference. But you say that the pain of emigration is very deep.
Well, they started last year, they said. It's funny, I was here there a couple of weeks ago, and one of my son, his degree came in the door, and my other son, his P45, came in the door, and I thought, oh my goodness, it's happening. They had decided when they'd finished that they were going to go, simply because they just see no hope in this country working in what they're trained to do. Like, his girlfriend has her master's degree, nothing for her, she went as well. And I was going through all the motions of the normal. I'm not the only woman in the country that has sent sons off, but I've only two sons, so that's like my whole family is gone. We are lucky that they have American passports. They can work there. But I was listening to Enda Kenny, and he was talking to people at, you know, nicely dressed people having their meals, and he made a comment where Ireland is a lovely country to grow old, and I thought, the closer I get to that, the more worried I become. And it's a lovely place to raise children. And I just, something surged through me. And it was like, you get your hands off this, Enda. We've raised our children, respectful children in this country, decent Irish human beings. And it's no thanks to you. So please, get hands off. You're not taking credit for that.
And your boy, which one of your boys left the P.S. I love you letters?
Darren.
Have you read them?
I did. I read them just before I knew I was going to be talking to you. And this is what I mean. I'm listening to those guys who rescue the baby. These are decent Irish people being raised by decent Irish mothers and fathers. And to hear him take credit for it, I just thought, no, this is a step too far now for me. And we raise these decent lads and we export them.
And when, just because it isn't, when did they tell you, when did Darren tell you he had left these P.S. I love you letters?
He texted me from the States.
And said?
And said, did you get your notes beside your locker? And I, you know, when I think about it, there's nothing in his letters, like I was listening to your ladies talking about the communion dresses, so I'm not going to judge anybody for what they want to do for the kids. We all have our ways of doing it. But, like, there was nothing in his letters about, you know, thank you for the PlayStation I got, and thank you for this, and thank you for the holiday. It was thank you for the lovely upbringing I got and the homeliest of homes you provided for me. And my heart goes out to parents who, he's in the States, this Enda Kenny, I have nothing against Enda Kenny, don't get me wrong, but in the States, saying a beautiful country to raise children, and how many children don't have the homeliest of homes and don't have the best of upbringings, despite their parents' best efforts. And I just thought, my mother had a beautiful saying, she used to call people street angels and house devils, and that saying just came into my mind. That we raise our children.
I couldn't read the letters. They're so moving. Have you got the letter in your hand?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I take a break, would you read just an extract from the letter for our listeners? Because I think they're very beautiful.
Well, I'll read a bit about the home.
Okay. Take your breath, and I'll take it this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
You heard Pauline say her two sons have now emigrated. One left a year ago to America, and on the 25th of September, which is 2 months ago today, Darren left, 23 years of age, and he then texted and said, I've left some notes for you. And you have the note, and it begins...
Well, he starts off, to the best mom I ever had. He always says that. I don't know how many moms he has, but he always calls me the best one. What can I say here? You and Dad have provided me and Shane not only with the most homely of homes anybody could ask for, but with the best possible upbringing any boys could ask for. You're an angel to me, and I will forever be grateful for everything you have done for me. You are one in a million. Don't be upset about me going. Be proud and happy. I can assure you now that I will be safe and I will be fine, and I'm always at the end of the phone. I apologise for any heartache I may have caused regarding schools, but I think all of that has made me definitely made me a smarter and stronger, better person. And then he asks me to take up singing lessons and sing at his wedding, so he has those plans. But, you know...
And he says, so this is it.
Yeah, so this is it, the end, but it's only the beginning. Please join a singing group or a gospel choir, because when I'm getting married, I want you to sing at the ceremony, only because you have a lovely voice.
Which I'm sure you have.
And then he wrote on his dad's one, just at the end.
Okay, oh, dad,
he called his dad a role model, which was wonderful. He refers to a holiday they had where his dad told him he was very proud of him, and he regrets that he wasn't mature enough to say how proud he was of his dad. And if he turns out to be half the man his dad is, he'd be delighted. You and Mam have raised not only one, but two of the most down-to-earth, sensible, respectable young men. And that's the calibre of person we're sending away.
What a treasure.
I know.
What a treasure. So, first of all, those letters, to write them, to think of doing it that way and to leave them almost hidden and then text you and say, listen, dig out the two letters I wrote.
And Joe, what I want to say to the mothers and fathers of Ireland, don't let the government interfere with all their policies, to interfere with that bond between parents. It's a treasure. And nothing about, as I say, the holidays he didn't get or the PlayStations he didn't get. It was all about the bond and teaching and pulling them in, encouraging them out, all of that. That's the parents of Ireland are the backbone of our society.
And the incident he talks about with his dad is when they were away climbing, was it, or one of those treks?
His dad raised funds with a school to build a school in Nepal. And he went with a group of 50-year-old women, how he ever did it. He was about 16 at the time. And in the tent at night, his dad said to him, I'm very proud of you, Darren. And he was kind of annoyed at himself. I can't believe he remembered back that far to actually say to his dad how proud he was of him. So the fathers of Ireland may think they don't play a full role or a good role or whatever sort of a role in their children's lives. But for him to remember back to when he was 16, when his dad said that to him, is just amazing.
And what was his dad's reaction when he read the letter?
Oh, he's the strong, silent type. But the letter was kept safe.
Yeah. And what was his mom's reaction when you read the letter first?
Oh, look, before he went, you go through the motions of, it's almost like, when someone dies, you want to say everything. You want to go back over the things. We had confession moments where did you want to confess anything that you did in your life that you never told me? We had all these moments, but it's still, I'd love to walk in the door now for half an hour and sit down. And then let him go off again.
Okay. One more break. Just stay with us for a few seconds at the end, if you would, Pauline, because I think you have the nation in tears with those letters. Well, Darren has. Little Darren, 23-year-old, has the letters he left, his PS, I love you letters he left when he emigrated 2 months ago. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
So, Pauline, Shane left on the 13th of November, 2013. Darren left on the 25th of September this year.
No, Shane left the 25th of September and Darren left the 13th of November.
Okay. Oh, so he's only 2 weeks ago.
And Shane's just last.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I thought there was a bigger gap, but they left fairly close together. And I say now, today, the 26th of November, tomorrow is Thanksgiving in the States, a big celebration, and then we have to think of the 25th of December, Christmas Day. What will you do?
Well, as soon as they said they were going, I said, that's it, I can't stay here. It's not that I want to go over to the States to see them, although we did get them together, we borrowed and got money together, and he said, we'll go to New York. I don't know if they can make it, but I couldn't be here, Joe. I just couldn't do Christmas here.
Okay. Well, Pauline, thanks indeed. It's the most powerful story of our times, and beautifully put by you, and so eloquently written by your son, Darren, and kind regards.
And you know, Joe, I'm not alone in this. There are parents out there doing wonderful jobs against all the cutbacks and the hardship. Keep hope. Know your son, know your daughter, know the person, because this government will change and they'll get another government the same and it'll go on and on. Keep your kids. Oh, give them hope.
Okay, well said, Pauline Fitzgerald. Thanks indeed. 51551 continues. Tim Desmond produced and Derek Mooney is next.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.